Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of podcast with me, Russell Davis. An especially warm welcome to any new listeners. There's been an upsurge recently, so I want to welcome any new listeners to the podcast. We've been going about 18 months now, so I encourage you to look at past shows. And if you haven't subscribed, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll see all the previous shows. And my intent is there's a library of resources you can dip into time and time again to get a little burst of insight, inspiration, and support. And we're pleased we made the top 15, in fact, number 9, on Feedspot.com's top 15 fertility podcasts. So you can check that out at Feedspot.com. This week, we're diving into the whole subject of thought. We all know we can benefit from maybe having a different mindset, a different way of seeing things and thinking about things. But it feels like really hard work to try and change how we think. It feels like we get hijacked in our thoughts. And sometimes we resent our thinking, and I very much resented my thinking on our fertility journey. So how do you control thoughts? Can you control thoughts? If you can't control thoughts, how do you get to a different outlook on life? Well, that's what we're going to dive into this week. So let's look at how you can create a different outlook on life without having to control thoughts. We can spend a lot of mental energy trying to manage our state of mind, trying to be happier or more peaceful or more positive, trying to create the state of mind we think we need to be happy, and also we think we need to create more of the life we want. But the problem is, when we do that, it generally doesn't work, and actually it's quite exhausting. We end up fighting thought with thought, and that generally doesn't work. It actually gives the thinking we're trying to get rid of or change, gives it more power. We end up tying ourselves into knots. Not even just trying to change our minds, sometimes we just resent our state of mind. I used to really resent my negative, worrisome thoughts, because I tried everything to change it and it was just there, I couldn't get rid of them. And I really felt they were just holding me back from creating more happiness, more joy, more peace. And I just resented it. Just resented this stuff that I picked up from childhood. And even resenting your thinking, you're actually focusing on it. You're actually preventing fresh thinking coming in. So the first thing to recognize is that we can't control our state of mind. There's no point trying. But the good news is, you don't need to. You don't need to control it. Because our thinking settles automatically, it changes automatically. Fresh thinking comes in when we allow it, when we're not trying to control our state. You know, think of the times you feel more at peace and flow. There's nothing you've consciously done to get into that state. We drop into that state when we're not trying. We're not managing our state of mind. We forget to remember to think about our state of mind. We drop into those feelings of flow and peace automatically. It's actually our default setting, even though it may not be our habitual setting, because habitually we're giving too much attention to our thinking. So if we could recognize that we don't need to do anything for our thinking to settle, for fresh thinking to come in. It's like our breath. You exert yourself, your breathing speeds up. When you stop, your breathing calms down automatically. You don't have to consciously do anything about it. And your mind and body are one state, one thing, one system. So your mind and body work in a very similar way. When your mind gets triggered, it settles automatically. There's nothing you need to do to make it happen. And if we think the triggering is caused by an external situation, well, the more we think about it, the more we're going to get trapped in it. when fresh ideas, perspective, clarity, solutions come, we're not consciously or actively thinking about it. So it's to recognize we can't control our state of mind. We're not thinking beings. We're beings that have thought. You can predict your next five thoughts if you wanted to. Thought comes and goes, it's spontaneous. We get thoughts of all different shapes and sizes. And the problem is we spend quite a lot of effort trying to work out which thoughts are the ones worth listening to, which ones we don't want to listen to or not helpful in listening to. And that takes a lot of effort. What if none of our thinking actually is warrants a second thought? What if we don't need to pay attention to any of it? What if we can just notice it, but not go beyond noticing it? Well, something different happens. Our mind begins to settle. We find a quieter mind, we find more peace of mind, and we tune into what I call our wisdom, our instinct, our intuition. That's thought that's not contaminated by fear and insecurity. That's thought that's coming from a place of innate well-being, a place of love and peace and possibility. It's in those times you get more clarity, solutions, perspective. And that place is grounded in your experience, your knowledge, your intellect. Which is why I call it your wisdom. It's your instincts, your gut feeling, your intuition. It's wise. We don't make rash decisions from our gut. We make wise decisions. So what if you could notice the noise in your head or the thoughts, the state of mind, but not give it a second thought? What if it didn't matter what you were thinking or feeling? What if your state of mind wasn't important? You didn't have, it's not something you got to control or manage. What if you could allow it, like the weather? The weather comes and goes. It is what it is. We don't have to take any meaning from it. Our state of mind is what it is. It's not our true self. It's memories coming to mind. It's thoughts, it's memories, it's judgments, it's learnt stories. It's not our true self, it's not your soul. It's not your true identity. One of my most favourite visual aids is a glitter ball, like a snow globe. It's a ball full of water or something liquid, and it's got a little piece of glitter in it, and you shake it, it's like shaking a snow globe. Sometimes I see it's like our mind at times, something triggers us, we hear something, we see something, and we get triggered, get all this thinking. It's like a blizzard, we can't see clearly, we can't think clearly. But what if we just allow the blizzard, like a toddler having a tantrum? They just allow it, they don't do any mindfulness or breathing or meditation, they just allow it. And it settles automatically, settles on its own. And clarity is restored. Our mind's exactly the same. Yeah, we're going to get triggered from time to time. That's not the problem. Your thinking is not the problem, it's your relationship with it. It's the meaning you attach to it. The more you can see it for what it is, it just moves on, like clouds on a breeze. And you come back to your innate self, your true identity. Your innate well-being, the part of you that knows you're okay whatever happens. That it's okay to have hopes, dreams and desires, goals, aspirations, but you can hold them lightly. You know you're okay whatever happens. And that, from that space you take more inspired action. You get clarity and perspective. You're more comfortable with not knowing. You're comfortable in that space of not knowing until insight and clarity comes. Because deep down you know you're okay. You know you're okay whatever happens, because that's who you are. That's how you came into the world. That's your soul. That's your true identity. Then you know you're okay for who you are in this moment. And most of the noise in our head, the thoughts, the state of mind that we resent and trying to change is often future thinking or past thinking. Spend so much time not being present because of the noise, the thoughts in our head. The more you begin to notice them, but don't go beyond noticing, you come back to this moment. You come back to being present. You come back to being more connected to your true self. And everything you seek is in this moment. Clarity, perspective, contentment, fulfillment, possibility, everything. We're designed for reality. Our human operating system is designed for this moment. And don't listen to my words, but notice how they feel. Notice what comes up within you as you hear them. That's your intuition, that's your instinct, that's what I'm pointing you towards. That's where you get the answers you're seeking, that's where you get the peace of mind you may be craving. It's not my words that made a difference, it's maybe what it triggers within you. A lot of people say that, I said it myself, I remember saying to one of my mentors, I don't trust my instinct. I don't trust to have instinct or wisdom. I don't trust I'm a wise person. So this noise in my head trying to work out what I needed to do each moment to try and be okay, to work out the solutions to problems and fear of not knowing. Because deep down I didn't trust that I had this innate wisdom. I could trust, I could let go of this noise and trust I could wait and be in this space of not knowing. But the truth is we all have that wisdom. We're born with it. In fact, it's not even our wisdom, it's a trust. There's a universal wisdom we're plugging into. That's where clarity, insights, perspective comes from. Flashes of inspiration that move through us. We don't have to make it happen. It's actually innate. It's actually who we are. So it's natural to maybe be fearful of allowing our thoughts and not getting too embroiled in them. Because a lot of those thoughts are based upon fear. Fear that thinks we need those thoughts. Fear that says, I've created all your safety, security and success up to now. But it's an illusion, it's not true. When we have a quiet mind in those times of flow, we feel most safe, most secure. It's in those times of flow we operate at our best. So any success you've had up to now, I believe you could have created that success and even more success with far greater ease and well-being without the busy mind. You're not your thinking. It's not who you really are. You can notice that brass band in your head. But don't go beyond noticing it. Don't try and fix it. Don't try and change it. Just allow it. It won't get worse if you allow it. It actually settles. It gets quieter. And that still soft flute of innate wisdom can come through. And you can be more connected to your true self. That's wise, that knows it's okay, that's full of possibility, resourcefulness, resilience, and well-being. It means you can come home to who you really are, whatever your circumstances. Whatever happens, you're going to be okay, because it's who you are. You are okay. Thank you.